305. Stand by for the network.
Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Okay, there we go. Some of you listening on Free FM. WJFK got to hear the show start. You got 30 bonus seconds of the show.
Very exciting.
Because, as usual, the computer is just done froze up.
Very exciting.
The computers that play the commercials done froze up.
Mm-hmm.
They do that a lot.
Okay.
Because they ain't expensive ones.
Give me a timpani.
You want one?
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Play Carter out of the computer.
Right there. Old-fashioned one.
Okay.
Here you go.
Old school.
Yesterday. We came on the air with 28 affiliates.
That's right.
Once again, the 24-hour contracts with all 28 radio stations were signed.
Oh, they honored the contract.
Still 28, yeah. 28 today! But wait!
What?
I don't want to speak out of school. Who says the company might not be doing something to advance the show in other markets?
Mm-hmm.
I know they're going to be mad that I even say anything about it because I can't keep it in my pants.
I know.
But gosh, I'm so excited.
Sure.
Maybe they'll pick us up and run us on some weekend overnight shift on their station in Detroit.
All right.
Now, that's a maybe. Okay.
Now, wonderful.
Now, don't go out and like, get drunk or anything because I know you're going to stop drinking soon. Don't let that be an excuse tonight.
Join us Sunday morning at 2.
Another great reason to celebrate the Super Bowl out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In Detroit, right. Oh, hey, listen, before we start. Speaking of sports. Hi, it's Jim Shorts on sports.
Keep a boy in sports.
Keep him out of court.
Ray Nicoletta.
Last night I got home, turned on my ESPN, as I always do, and I never thought that Rob Spiewak would have an interest in the military. He's a pacifist. What do you mean?
It depends on the color of the uniform.
Right. Well, you know, the United States military.
That one, yes.
And I know that he would never think of sending his son, when his son is old enough to go to college, to one of the military schools. That's just not in Rob's makeup.
Right.
Have changed?
Yeah, I got home last night, and I heard some comments made by the coach of the Air Force football team.
Okay.
His name is Fisher DeBerry. Please listen now and understand.
That's a scary name right there.
Understand why Rob will be saving all of his money for Robert to go to the Air Force Academy.
Very good.
Afro-American kids can run very, very well. That doesn't mean that Caucasian kids and other descents can't run, but it's very obvious to me that they run extremely well. I just want to recruit speed. We need to find speed as much as anything. But the black athlete seems to have, you know, statistically, program, you know, seems to have an edge as far as the speed is concerned.
So anyway, you got to learn the Air,
you know what?
You got to learn the Air Force fight song.
You know, really, Jimmy the Greek, he did it. There, you know, there's an example out there. Right. Come on.
Hold on.
Coach.
And here he is.
Jesus.
Here's the apology.
I'm good. I am deeply, deeply sorrowful for anything if I've offended anybody.
Okay.
That's not Fisher DeBerry. Okay.
If I have offended,
which is a way of saying I'm not apologizing. Why not just apologize?
I apologize for my stupid remark.
Why not just stand up for what you said? You think blacks are faster than whites.
How old is the guy? How old does he appear to be?
I would say 50s.
Well, everybody that he's even remotely connected to sports, even a sports fan remembers Jimmy the Greek getting fired, and that's why he got fired.
Well, this guy didn't get fired.
He's sorryful.
He's sorryful. That's what he says, sorryful. This guy's being hard.
Anyway, here's what Dr. Phil thought about it.
Crap head.
What?
Crap head.
Jesus. Wow. Did he say sorryful? Yeah. I'm sorryful.
Hold on, let me hear it again. He's sorryful. Here it is.
God, you're ugly.
Dr. Phil. Stop.
That's not helping anyone.
I'm just pulling your wang.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your wang.
Wait a minute. Okay.
I am deeply, deeply sorrowful for anything.
Sorrowful.
Offended anybody.
You know, it's one of those southern things where it's kind of sorry-awful.
I am sorryful.
Only cuts white hair.
Okay.
Right. But I just get back. You know he knew about the Jimmy the Greek thing.
Sure.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Everybody, I know that we don't do a big Halloween show anymore, like with the costumes, because it's so done out. I mean, we did it for years and years.
What are you going to do?
But I hope you can appreciate this. And please don't turn on me. I speak not only to the audience members that are listening, but also you here in the studio.
Yes.
Mike, especially.
Yes.
Don't turn on me.
All right.
This is a one-time event.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
You okay? How you feeling today?
Oh, wow. What's coming?
Halloween groaners.
Hello. This is Scott Shadow.
This is just for Halloween?
Just for Halloween. Where's Milburn Drysdale?
Well, I was caught totally by surprise, Mr. Shannon, but now can I say happy Halloween to you and yours.
Halloween groaners.
Here we go.
Ready, ready, ready.
How do you reward a skeleton?
Mr. Shannon, I'm not sure. How do you reward a skeleton?
With a bonus. Hello.
Hello.
Halloween groaners.
One time only.
This is Milburn Drysdale with my candy corn.
I'm Scott Shannon. Five flavors. Peppermint, wintergreen, and traditional.
Five flavor.
Life-savers. Who is a skeleton's favorite singer?
See, we're on the skeleton jokes. Who's a skeleton's favorite singer?
Bone-O.
You're a very brave audience.
Halloween groaner.
It seems like they were just yesterday.
How do you know if a skeleton is excited?
How do you know if a skeleton is excited, Mr. Janet?
He gets a bone.
Halloween groaner.
Okay.
Is that it for today?
Just one more thing.
Yes.
Hey, hey. It's good to be back.
You're not back.
Mike, I know how happy it makes you when I say hello to you. But today, my priorities have changed.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Hi, Jugs.
Oh, dear.
The like big voice.
Yeah.
Attracted.
Shake it one time for me. But now, it's time for some Halloween groaners.
No, I already did them.
Sorry.
You already did them, Billy Big Voice. What are you, stupid?
Oh, you had a little high mic at the very end.
Yeah, kind of sorry, I talked over it.
Never mind, Mike.
Crap head.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
So I'm gay for the song every day.
Hello.
We'll play it for your Chicago White Sox. Huh?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
When I was a baseball fan, I was a Cubs fan. Lived in Chicago, worked in Chicago for a lot of years. Went to some White Sox games at Comiskey. And I'm not jumping on the bandwagon, but I know that there are a bunch of retards on the South Side, all of them losers, that support the White Sox year in and year out. And
it's great to see a team that hasn't been there do it.
This is the song that they play when the White Sox win, right? Remember that from when we were there? Anyway, let's hear it for the Shy Sox.
Way to go, guys.
Hello.
Rob, I'm surprised that you didn't.
Oh, hi there.
Root for the Houston Astros.
Why?
Hello.
I saw Hank Aaron on TV last night, all pissed off. Houston Astros have no black players on their roster.
I saw the word white and I latched on.
Ah, so he was a Chicago guy.
Yeah.
Hello. The Shy Sox. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
As long as we're talking about you, Rob, your religion background, you are.
It's funny. It breaks down to ratios, but as far as my allegiance to Judaism,
yeah.
97/20.
Hi. It's me, Super Jew.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. ATJ.
What the hell was that fraction?
97/120.
Oh, 120.
Yeah.
How's...
You may have said 97/20.
Yeah, man. You're UNICEF.
How's your victory in the World Series? The last time I saw Houston take a beating like that. It was Bobby Brown's wedding night.
I want to tell you.
Have a good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Carew, and all the ships at sea.
Who knew?
They are one step closer to being seated on the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Don Geronimo and Mike, Justice Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, no, it's like that. Here's why Rod Carew is a weird cocktail of a man. Last night at the World Series, they had the all-time Latino team, and it was all the guys you would expect. Pedro Martinez.
Alex Rodriguez.
Right.
Ivan Rodriguez.
Rod Rodriguez. All these guys. And then they say Rod Carew. Now, Rod Carew, I guess he's from the Dominican. To me,
Dominican.
Looks like a brother. Plus, as I know from the Adam Sandler song, Rod Carew, a Jew.
A Jewish guy, yes.
A Jewish Latino.
Wow.
What are the odds?
It's pretty amazing.
Wow. Thank you, Buzz.
I don't know the odds.
It's the Don and Mike Show, everybody. It's a new episode on this Thursday. 1027-05.
Hi, Donna Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, it's not retarded. Hi, Buzz. You can call us. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico. If you're listening on the internet, you can't use 877. Call 800-636-1067. And if you're listening on Free FM, great idea. Still a great idea. Line up all those executives and shake their hands.
Shake hard and pull off.
On WJFK in Washington, 202-432-1067, our phone number. Go to our website to hear the stream. We'll stream all over.
Somebody cooking pasta?
I don't think so. Why?
I smell food.
Mm.
Perhaps it's the stream.
I just burped. I mean, but it was like I
you didn't have any Italian for lunch or anything.
No.
But I
didn't.
Smelled something cooking. It might have been. It's not the robbed like tuna fish sandwich. No, it's that maybe Joe Artinger's got something cooking in the back.
I think Chef Joe might be whipping up a little plate of magic.
Chef Joe's like
it's fine.
He's doing his Emeril Lagasse impersonation.
Bam.
Back
bam.
Yeah, I think it's tomato-based.
Go to donandmikewebsite.com. If you want to hear us on the Internet, we'll stream in your face. Mm-hmm. And in your, to find some of the fine Infinity Broadcasting stations that are carrying this show on the intro desk.
Very right. Good.
Like all the free stations.
Yes, free.
It's free. Because that's not a knee-jerk reaction to Howard Stern going to satellite. The fact that you're going to rename virtually every talk station in the company.
Yes.
And call it free.
Mm-hmm. Kids eat free.
I think it's great. And dogs love cheese. That's all I have to say. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Rob's coming in with a food update.
Chili with beans, served with salt beef.
Okay.
Good nostrils, Mike.
I got
you're like nostrils. A guy like a dog does it. Thank God it wasn't my burp, because I just I had a little something come up and I thought it was okay, good.
You know, I should say that I probably have the best nostrils on this show, and that over the years has been both a blessing and a curse.
Hello.
Blessing in the Artinger kitchen.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
It's the Don and Mike show. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you sigh. Don and Mike, show them your boobs, they'll give you a prize. Don and Mike, yeah. With retorts galore and the occasional whore. Don and Mike, Joe's a freak and the fanfic geek. Don and Mike, okay. Buzz got news and Robbie hates Jews. It's the Don and Mike Show.
No,
yeah!
If only every
nice way done, I thought.
Call to begin a show could be a wonderful song like that.
Yeah. I believe that some effort must have been put forth to put that together.
Thank you for the call. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing very well, thanks.
I just thought I'd let Rob know that when he made himself 97-120 as Jewish, he just made himself 80% Jewish today.
No, you misheard.
You
misheard. Oh, what did I hear? I'm sorry.
Now, which is it?
How did he mishear? Because I think that's the discussion that's exactly we were having.
That's exactly what you
said. Yeah. That you said you were more Jewish than you really are.
It was simply an error, an accounting error.
Okay.
Wishful thinking?
Perhaps.
You know, he is trying to escape from this one. In his goofy little stuff.
Listen, Head, you're busted on this, though. Your math was wrong. Your equation was wrong.
15-120th would make him
180. Right.
Hold on. Please listen to what Professor Backwards is saying. Would you say that again, son?
I just said 15-120th would make him a true 1/8 Jewish.
Okay.
15-100ths.
Yeah. 120th.
I stand correct.
Excuse me.
120th, yes.
15-120th.
Yes.
That's true. I stand corrected. I misspoke.
There you go.
Months and months of fractions, and I finally got one wrong.
Somebody call. Somebody call Fran Tarkenton, yeah. Kathy Lee Crosby. Oh, that's incredible.
Thank you.
It happened. It actually happened today. My God, Harriet Myers is out of the running, and you screwed up a fraction.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I can't go on.
Hello. Do I have the thing turned on? Let me try it again.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show. See, there's a guy there.
Yes, it's you, sir.
Nope, and he's gone. Oh, all right, too bad. Hold on those phone calls.
Really looking forward to what he had to say.
Let me see. I know that Chesty McGill gave me. Hey, Jugs. Let's see. I got it right here. How about that official rewind?
Yeah, official rewind.
Put that on a disc? Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got the count from yesterday's. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Smoked you, Mike.
Yeah, I know you did.
Smoked you. So we've got three cuts. The first, let me see if I'm reading this right. First would be every time that I said, how about that, or isn't that
variation.
Something?
Or holy cats, or
right.
Whatever.
Then Mike.
Funny cats.
And then you have the third cut where we're talking all over each other.
It's like 2 seconds. It's you just getting your how about that in, and Mike is talking at exactly the same time.
Kills you when I win that game, doesn't it?
Yep, I want him to win.
And so, sorry, darling.
Because
and why is
what happens is you let him ask the questions, and you're going, how about that? How about that? That's incredible. How about that? And
that's
poor
better.
Mike is asking the questions.
Poor me.
Poor
is
Mike.
That poor Mike?
Poor
is
Mike.
That a poor Mike,
yeah.
Mike that I got?
Poor Mike is always at the disadvantage on this show. Always at the disadvantage. Poor Mike.
So pretty and so put upon.
Well, if you look at the time-wise, I believe that Don's version of how about that lasts for 1 minute and 13 seconds.
Correct.
And Mike, yours is 39 seconds.
Oh, wait. All right, now listen. I said I was going to try to improve, okay?
I know I want. I just wanted you to win.
I know, but you know what? You're not helping me by really lambasting me and berating me about it.
I'm not lambasting you.
Why do you want him to win, Morgan?
You know, if you really wanted me to win, if you really, really wanted me to win.
Why did I print excellent
wait a minute. Now, there you are talking when I'm talking
well,
again.
Well, I have to there.
You would come up to me in the hallway off air, and you would give me a gentle nudge and go, oh, listen, here's a tip. I know how we can get more in, and you can beat him next time. But instead, you do that. So what's he going to do the next time we do that bit? He's going to be even more prepared.
That's right.
And Beth Ann, it's not a competition. We do it for fun. I'm
right, number 1 minute and 13 seconds. You do
not
it for
a
fun.
Competition. Sure it is.
What was that, Beth Ann?
Sure, 1 minute and 13 seconds. You do it all for fun. You never asked the guy a question. It was Mike.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Wow. Just a second. Dr. Phil?
God, you're ugly.
Wow.
Oh, Dr. Phil. Seems
is that
harsh.
For me?
Dr. Phil, what's gotten into you?
No, I don't think that was for you. That couldn't have been for
God, you're
you.
Ugly.
It came up randomly. Twice.
Right one right after the other.
Uh-huh.
Well, listen to the rewind.
God, you're ugly.
Three in a row.
Okay.
Crap head.
Yeah, now it's written.
See, there you go. Okay, bye, Beth Ann.
Bye.
Thank you for doing those tapes. Okay, here we go. Here's yesterday's replay of How About That? How About That?
Let's get the jolly fat.
How about Santa Claus? How about the jolly red man? Excuse me, the jolly fat man.
Yeah,
and the
jolly
red
fat man.
How about that? How about that Jimmy Johnson? And how about that Jeff Gordon? Aren't they super? Holy cat. How about that? Find out it was something. It's a hoot. That's something. Fruits, swishy fruits, nice fruits, tasty fruits, good and good for you. I don't know why she's including all this swishy fruit stuff in there.
I don't either. You know, claiming you have this incredible, like, double my time advantage.
Frankly, I believe what she's doing is making me look bad. She's doing this. She's making me look bad,
yeah.
Yes.
Not working.
But the way this is only the how about that's and the isn't that's
right.
Or the other exclamation.
It's your reaction to what he says, swishy fruits. That's what that
no.
Means.
No.
You're editorializing.
No. See, you know what you're doing now?
What?
Now because you're sweet on Mike.
Wrong.
And I don't care about that. I don't care. I got other chicks in my life. Isn't that right, Dr. Phil?
God, you're ugly.
Okay. Anyway, he was talking to me, not to anybody else. Listen.
Huh?
Redo this and take the editorial stuff out.
I can't.
Hold on.
Wow.
Those are two words.
Wow.
Those are two words that are not acceptable.
They're not allowed.
Redo it until you've listened to the whole thing.
Those two words are not acceptable in our studio.
In this room.
No, no, yeah, right. Yeah. I want to hear.
I'm
the
in
rest
another
of it,
room
so.
Altogether. We're okay. Totally fine.
All right, here's the rest of it.
For sure.
Hey, we're going.
Oh, isn't that something? That Lucy?
She was something. Ain't that something? How about that?
How about that?
That's super. Isn't that something? He is something. He is. Isn't he something? How about arithmetic? How's your mathematics? Ain't that something? How about that? Holy cheese and crack. She's super. My God, is she just a sweetheart of a girl? She's something. Isn't that something? Now, again, I must... I must protest. You're leaving in all of this stuff that this other stuff, which incidentally...
Well, no, you were reacting, isn't she a sweetheart? I mean, I think that's part of it.
No. None of that. The game is, how about that? Isn't that something?
Or another exclamation that has nothing to do with anything.
Exceptions like great googly moogly and holy cats.
That counts. Holy cats is perfectly acceptable.
Oh, and I'm just talking about fruit or about girls, you know, just trying. And I'm sure
Mike... Well, isn't she something?
Isn't she something? You're talking about a specific individual.
You must be a tough judge.
This is not
a difficult concept.
I would not count that myself.
You have
terribly, terribly ruined this competition.
Well, then let's listen to mine.
There's no integrity left.
No, you're not. Can I listen to at least?
Of course we can.
The rest
yours
of this.
Is more fun to listen to.
God,
you're ugly.
Wow. Well, just play it.
Hey, why the hostility, huh?
There's no hostility.
Really? Yeah. Why the hostility?
Yeah, you know how long it took to isolate all that stuff and keep them separate?
Hey, it ain't my fault you did it wrong.
I didn't do it wrong.
Yes, you did. Mm. You totally did it wrong. Okay, here's Prince Valiant.
Oh, great.
Here he is now. Here's Prince Charming
for
you. I'm
looking forward to this.
What a fun job that sounds like, Joe. Isn't that something? That's truly amazing.
Or good question.
Very colorful. Isn't that something? How about that?
That is great.
There we go. That's fantastic. How about that?
Is it
Sweet Mama Pajama? That is absolutely true.
Listen to her laughing.
Wow. Yeah, she loves it.
You know what? No offense.
Something's going on.
No offense, Mike. It's so much fun to listen to.
You know what? Wow. Why don't I just leave and go home then today? Why don't I just leave?
Not until you hear the whole thing. No, listen, the whole thing is funny.
I understand. I'm not mad at you.
You're mad at her.
I'm mad at her.
But if you leave, now the way we do things, she's coming in here.
And he hates that.
I would respectfully request that you don't do that.
I believe the listeners also have a say on that.
Crap head.
Okay.
Beth Ann, I don't know what has brought on this hostility towards me. I've been nothing but honest and open with you. May I ask you, is it a menstrual mood swing?
No, not yet.
Okay. Listen, I understand. I have dealt with this the entire time I've worked with Mike. He's my best buddy. Uh-huh. He's like my brother. We do good cop, bad cop. I understand that.
Yeah, except the other day when I was bad copping.
But you like Mike better than you like me. I don't give a rat's ass. Just
googly move.
Wait a minute. When did this change? When did this change?
Mike,
it's
always been this way.
Really?
Please. You know, I kid with her about the sexual tension, you know, but let's be honest. That's a joke. The truth is.
Or is it?
No.
Maybe that's why she's steamed.
The truth is, no. It's you, my friend. It's always been you with Beth Ann.
Well, because.
Really?
I just think sometimes, you know.
So that's a yes.
I'm very aggressive, and sometimes you're a little passive, and when you're playing these games, I just
are you
want
talking
you
about
win.
Me being passive? Who's passive? Now, now you've succeeded in pissing us both off.
No. Well, listen to
you. Which really, you know.
God, you're ugly.
Let me offer this.
Yeah.
May I offer something?
You may.
Okay. That's the second day you said that. That's something our lawyer says. May I offer?
Let me offer this if I may. This is just a rule of thumb. For the future.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a real good idea to pick sides.
I'm not picking.
It sounds like you are. And then, when you're defending yourself from picking sides, you end up insulting both of us.
I'm not insulting you.
By
you
saying
took it
I'm
as an insult.
Passive. Which, you know I hate stuff like that. You don't. Maybe you don't. Don knows
well,
that.
Well, you know what
oh,
it
she
is?
Knows
it's...
that about you, Mike.
She's working me.
If you yield to Don sometimes when it comes to the game.
You're really overanalyzing.
Hold on,
really.
Starting to sweat.
Now I'm being serious.
Do you have any drugs?
Hey, hold on a second there. Now I'm being serious.
Let me yield to you right now.
If you were a caller on the phone.
Yeah.
I would say that you are one of those dumbasses that is doing the divide and conquer thing.
I'm not.
I was just going to say the same thing.
You started it.
You listen.
God, you're ugly.
You started it. You brought in. I asked you to cut up the tape like you do every time. You started with the running commentary about how long mine was as opposed to Mike's.
Right.
Isolate that.
Yeah.
Now.
And that is the divide and conquer thing that we get from listeners. It really is.
You call and you say, I'm rooting for Mike. And again, thanks for helping me with the perception, stupid. Thanks for helping me once again that there's the perception. I talk all the time, and I'm forcing poor Mike down. If only Mike could get his fair time on the microphone. Jesus Christ, if you were a man, I'd come back there and slug you.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
I know. I don't need to.
I'm kidding.
Crap head.
That was fun.
I'm kidding, Batman. Really. I know. I don't care. You just don't understand anything.
You're ugly.
God, I'm upset.
Sure.
See, now look. I've been upset all week.
See, now look what you've done.
I'm upset again. God.
Look what you've done.
What are you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to be your cheerleader.
Don't! That I hate it when people call and pull that crap.
I didn't call you
don't
guys
know that?
Back here.
No.
Oh, good Mike. Mike needs some cheering up. Poor Mike needs some cheering up. Poor Mike, we're doing a stupid bit. I talk so much.
See what you're making him do now?
Poor Mike can't win the game. The stupid game.
Do you get it?
Poor Mike.
You get it?
Darn, you dominate. Thanks so much. And thanks, Beth Ann, because now every ass in the world is going to call and say, see, even Beth Ann thinks that.
I'm sorry.
You're ugly.
I'm totally wrong.
Seriously, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When I'm walking the hallways around here,
mm-hmm.
Do I appear unhappy
with
my lot in life?
Not at all.
Do I appear unhappy with, like, my role on the show?
You're one of the happiest people I know.
Do I appear, like, when you're listening to the show, like I'm not satisfied? Did I get my chance to do what I do?
No.
Every single day and every single week.
I just want you to have
If I heart. Have something pressing that I want to talk about, do I not say it?
He's got an open microphone. Yes, he may have to fight me for airtime, but too bad.
Oh, no.
The way it is.
Oh, I think
he has an open microphone to say anything he wants, anytime. And you just... You know, I don't know if I'm really mad or pretending to be mad at this point.
I don't know either.
Well, I'm really
God,
mad.
You're ugly.
I'm really not all that mad. I'm frustrated
a little.
Well, just because that really...
Mike,
you've gotten it, I've gotten it. You know, when they do the divide and conquer between any of us, it doesn't
I'm just
feel
defending
good.
You, Mike. I'm just defending you, Mike.
That's not me.
See, and I think subconsciously, she's much smarter than that.
Meaning what?
Meaning she's pulled the double bait and switch. Meaning she's pulled the double agent routine on me.
What?
I don't follow what you're saying. I don't follow.
She knows that this would be upsetting. She knows it.
We're so petty.
She knows it.
Does she?
By defending me and saying to you on the air, really? You're not that dumb.
No. But I don't purposely say it to cause any hostility.
Well, maybe.
Divide and conquer.
But you've heard those calls. We've gotten them occasionally. We don't get them a lot.
Yeah. I mean, just be on the team, honey. Okay?
Okay.
You know, remember, there's no I in team. Okay? But there is an ME. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that.
God, you're ugly.
And T.
What?
No. You know, now I had that story.
T as in trouble?
I had that story from yesterday at the Harley place that I wanted to tell. Now, because of this discussion.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the nature, the content of what happened to me. I'm not sure I want us to talk about it today.
No, you know what?
Because it's the same thing. Because you know what I'm feeling like? You know what I'm feeling like Beth Ann?
What?
I'm feeling like I have a vagina.
You don't. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? I really am sorry. I feel like crying.
Good. Cry.
I'm not crying right now because that's what you want.
I think we do.
I don't want to cry right now.
It's difficult, isn't it? When you start judging.
I'm not judging.
You start analyzing, overanalyzing the show.
I want Mike to win the game.
I am going
to
cry. Goodbye.
Okay.
You win.
Yeah.
Winner! 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 Winner!
God, you're ugly.
We do have a good time, you and me, don't we?
Yes. Yes, we do. But that is, seriously, off the air, I'm going to ask her about that.
Mike.
That's what listeners do. And it's crazy. It's goofy. We've been together 20 years.
If you do have a vagina, hold on. I'm going to say it's very important.
Yeah.
If you do have a vagina, Buzz would like you to go with him to Shondell's party on Saturday night.
Are you busy?
I'll dress in my special sexy princess outfit.
Oh, yes, please.
Very, very excited about that.
Okay, well, thank
now
you.
Now so am I.
Thanks, Beth Ann. Thanks for ruining the beginning of the show, which should have just been a little throwaway.
Crap head.
Should have just been a little throwaway. Play the tape, hear us going, hey, isn't that something? How about that? And then move on.
All right. Let me tell you what happened to me briefly yesterday.
Mike, can I just say?
Yes.
I'm very sorry for cheating at the game yesterday, for talking too much and dominating it. So, you know, next time I'll make sure that I pull back.
Thank you, Mr. Man.
You're very welcome, friend.
I go into this biker store yesterday.
Now, hold on. I don't know if I'm ready to hear it yet.
I'm telling you this because it's appropriate to say it now because I walk in and I needed some gloves because it was cold. It was like 40 degrees.
Oh, you're riding a motorcycle going to the Harley store.
And it's like 40 degrees feels like 20 degrees. It's freezing. Yeah, I didn't realize it.
Chill.
And I got these thin leather gloves and I wanted to get, they sell both winter and summer gloves so I go in. And I walk to the rack, and I'm trying these gloves on. I say, this glove says XL. Now, my hands are large. That's normally my glove size. They're large. I've always talked about the fact that I don't exactly have huge. I don't have Dan Snyder hands, but I have my hands. And so I put these on, and it says
I'm
XL.
Hands.
I have a
stone.
And whenever I go in still, even though I haven't ridden a motorcycle for a long time, I'm feeling very, there are a lot of guys in there that wear that have the tattoos and they have the little eggshell helmets on that are just like a tiny little thing, which says basically, I don't care if I fall off my motorcycle and my head gets cracked open, it doesn't bother me. So I walk in and I'm always intimidated because the girls, even the girls behind the counter are kind of these biker type chicks that are just like, hey, how are you? And I always feel like I'm walking in and I got short pants on and knee socks. I really do, but I rode my bike to the place, so that makes me feel a little cooler.
Your bicycle?
I pull up and my motorcycle.
Your motorcycle.
And I come roaring up here and I pull right out in front. But I always I feel like for whatever reason, I'm fine on that motorcycle. When I pull into the parking lot of the store, I feel like I'm going to fall down. I really, I'm just intimidated.
Yes.
The whole, it's where all the bikers go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to get my stuff. Get in quickly, get out.
Right.
I see, and they got a great bunch of these winter gloves, these really, really neat winter gloves. And I put these ones on, and man, they are just perfect. They go on easy, they feel good, and it says XL. And I just, in my own mind, I just said, hey, extra large gloves.
And I guess.
Yeah. No, so I got up to the counter.
Are they girls' gloves?
And I get up to the counter.
Are they?
And there are two other guys standing at the counter, and she's ringing me up, and I'm standing there, and she goes, and I start looking. I walk away. Like when they're doing all the tagging and getting in the computer, I always walk away and look at other stuff.
Right, yeah.
So if I had been standing up there, it might not have been as embarrassing. But instead, she, halfway across the store with people looking at stuff, and goes, sir, and this is how it was. It was not that she wanted to pass along the information.
Yeah.
She said it like this.
Okay.
Sir, are you sure you want these? And I said something flip like, of course I do. She goes, these are women's gloves.
Oh, a trick, a trap.
And it's just all of a sudden, just feel all the heads in the place go and turn towards me.
Had you tried them on in the store?
Yeah. And they were on the men's rack. And they had a pretty little design on them.
Was it a nice rack?
They were on a real nice rack. And I immediately said, well, there's my embarrassment for today. Really? And you know what the thing is?
If those could fit on your big man hands, then those Harley chicks.
There's some big-ass women.
The stereotype must be true because, man, if you could get a women's extra large on your hand.
There's nothing on the tag. It says 61753-WMS.
Are they from
the women's?
WMS. Women's.
Women's. But I didn't see it.
WMS.
It was on the men's rack. I pulled it on. It felt okay. It was left on some fat chick
left it on the men's rack, and I picked it up
because
it was right there.
You finally caught buying women's clothing.
And then the ones that I bought, and then I was like, oh, I don't want these. I'm sorry. And I'm like, and this one guy's looking at me with this little, you know, when people just don't laugh. I'd appreciate if somebody would just go, oh, wow, mighty embarrassing. He said, no. Instead, he has this little, it's like a Steve Kingston look. You know that program director?
Yeah, both do I.
Right. You know the guy that with that little smirk and say little sitting up there. And I just wanted to go, you know, okay, you think I'm a woman? You think I'm a, you want to go right now? You want to go right now? And I go back over
downtown
and I buy these gloves where there's 4 inches of finger that after my finger ends because I'm like, how about these? Will these do it? And I buy these gloves and I'm riding home last night and I almost got an accident because the fingers, every time I'm clutching, the fingers hit the rear view, the side view mirror.
Wow.
And it's just all that because
but
I wanted to.
You're a man. You're a man. You're not a woman.
Well, it was, you know, it just, of all the stores that would happen. I've had that happen before when I've purchased shirts. No. When I've gotten
that's me.
You know where it's happened before? It's happened. No, the only time it's ever happened before.
At the Limited?
No, the sunglass store.
Oh. Also embarrassing.
Seriously,
homo.
I'm not the only person that's at. What's that?
It happened to George Costanza.
George Costanza bought those faggot Elton John glasses.
Sophia Loren.
Have you ever been to a sunglasses store and buy and put on sunglasses that were so unisex that maybe you couldn't tell and you had to ask?
Not knowingly. I mean, maybe I did, but just didn't know it.
I had them on and I said these are great, and that happened to me again. This is I don't know what's wrong, but that's what happened in the store. Wow.
Well, you shouldn't feel bad about that fact.
So I canceled my purchase of my leather chaps that I was going to wear without pants.
Buttless,
out of this,
right?
The buttless.
Mm-hmm. Your buttless chaps.
And now I got to go back and do it again. I got to do it all over again because I like to take a little bit of time getting the right fit.
Yeah. Of course you do, darling. You like more.
You know what?
You like Morticia Adams with the nice big long ones that came all the way up her arms.
You know what? Nobody would have been the wiser if I took the tag off. Seriously, they wouldn't. It's not like you can tell.
They would have had to do a price check, and then they would have found that
you know,
it was women.
They would have. They still would have done the beep beep. And it would have shown up on the. It would have shown up on the cash register.
Yeah. Oh, sir.
They didn't have tassels on them or anything. You
pink
know?
Tassels.
Were they pink?
No, they were black. They were all black. They were black with lightning bolts on them.
Ah.
Really? Lightning bolt?
No, not lightning. It was like a little flame thing. You know, like I have on the bike.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
With the pink lightning bolt.
In sequence. Yeah.
Like, and the little like I have on my little faggy motorcycle.
And the little picture of Allison Janney?
I did.
And the little picture of Allison Janney?
I didn't say it. You did because we...
Seriously, the flames are like the same ones I have on my Desperate Housewives motorcycle.
What you're saying is the flames on the women's gloves look just like the flames that you have on your allegedly motorcycle.
I don't even remember, but they have a little they had a pattern. It was like cut out there. It was like embroidered on the leather with Harley Davidson on there. And it was, you know, they were fine. And fine. But it's a real fast one. And she could not have been any more pleased.
All right, well, let's see.
She was out to get you.
Let's see how Beth Ann reacts to that story. Oh, God, this phone.
You should have said, yes, I want them. They're a gift for my mother.
Yeah, but that's pretty expensive eating it. I didn't want them at that point.
If hello?
They had WMS on them.
Hey, what'd you think?
It was a good story.
She doesn't want to be too excited about it.
It was a good story. Have you emotionally recovered from that last segment?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
You want to hear something different from Dr. Phil?
No, whatever you want to play.
Oh, come on.
Oh, slut, skank, whore.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Not me, Mike. It's Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Phil.
Never can tell what he'll say.
He says a lot of stuff.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this.
Okay.
Stop this.
Let's stop this.
Now amen.
On. Let's stop this. Okay. Okay, Beth Ann. How you doing?
Beth Ann?
Yes.
Come on now. I don't know if you
she hung up.
No, she did she?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I really see.
Wow.
Let me just say two things. First, Beth Ann, it pisses me off. I have to do this now that I have to make a statement before something. First, she's a great producer. She's the best producer we've ever had. She's wonderful.
She is.
Also, you've just heard illustrated why that Gina Davis show is a total piece of fiction. Why a woman really could not ever run anything except maybe a microwave oven.
I don't know. Gina Davis might be in here kicking our ass. Right
Joe. Now. Hi, Joe.
She's really crying.
Thanks for helping, Joe.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Thanks for those who might have thought she was just doing a bit.
I thought she was.
Thanks. Thanks, Joe. You're as helpful as she is. Thank you, Joe.
Jesus. Unbelievable.
Thank you, Joe. Wow.
Crap head.
He is a moron.
Interesting day.
He really is.
Saw your house was on fire. Here's some gas.
God.
Okay. Well, this is a good way to start the show, I believe. Right?
Sure. Well, I mean, it's good energy. You know, good little drama.
Great wit.
God knows. I mean, I know we all look at the show from our own different perspective. Mm-hmm. I couldn't look like a bigger ass if I had just come out today and like done something with a crucifix like Madonna did. I mean, not only am I rude and I ruined the show for you, Mike. Well, look at me. I mean, I made our sweet producer cry today.
And to the best of my knowledge, the vast majority of our listening audience thinks I'm a woman.
God, you're ugly.
So, and that too, perhaps. So really no good. But then again, I still got partial credit for making a woman cry. So I believe I've hit a home run as well.
Crap head.
I think, but as always, though, because people like you better, I'll be the one that would be blamed for Beth Ann crying.
And I'm not sure about
that. And I can't even go back now and yell at her to say, come on, honey, be a professional. You know, don't really cry.
Now she's calling.
Hold on.
She's calling. Maybe she'll save this.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm okay now. It's not your fault, Don. It's not Mike's fault. It's no one's fault. So.
Okay. Everything's going to be just fine. And you heard the part about the fact that we think you're a great producer.
I know that. And Jesus Christ, don't make, every time I want to yell at you, don't make me have to think that I have to balance it out by saying what a good job you do.
Hey, and also put that.
Get a thicker skin, woman.
Put that collar on Joe so he doesn't come into the studio.
Well, you know. Whatever.
Now, here you go. See, here's where
and
you...
Now, here we go. You can't, he cares.
You can't stop yourself, can you? You know, you just can't help yourself.
I love it, though.
Most of us can't.
I do love it.
Should have just, you know, just said, okay, but no, you want to... Then you got to defend Joe. Joe can take it. Joe's never cried.
I know.
We've said a million times worse things to Joe, right. And I believe, as I'll even pull the curtain back, that I'd not tell you today in a private discussion of which I will not talk about. Didn't I tell you that you could say anything to us on the air? You could call us little D's. You could say fat asses. You could say we're ugly. We're pimply. Didn't I tell you that?
But I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Because then I don't know. I just,
why?
It doesn't matter.
Why?
I'm done.
Hold on.
I'm
why?
Not crying anymore. It's but okay. Why? It's not your fault. It's not my fault.
No, no, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. We are wrong. One mistake. It was your fault.
That's fine. It can be my fault.
No, really.
It's my fault.
Okay, then I think we can put this all behind us. If you would just first apologize to Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
Your apology is so accepted.
And then please to me.
I'm sorry, Don.
And then to our listeners.
Sorry, listeners.
What time is group tomorrow? That was just a little joke, Beth Ann, like a therapy session, you know.
I know what it meant.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Hey. It starts with A and ends with E. It's called
now,
attitude.
Now, after that apology, would you like to say something mean to us?
No.
Why?
Because it might be out of my nature.
It might be.
But honey,
it's in ours.
Trust me, it's in your nature. You may not verbalize
really, I'm done crying.
You
I've had my cry.
You
it's okay.
Deep, you have such a
I'm
deep,
sorry
deep,
I wasn't being professional.
You have such a deep-seated hatred of all things male to begin with.
I do not.
Sure you do.
No, I do. Was that Buzz?
How about?
No, it wasn't.
How about
yes,
for
it was.
For comedy purposes? Would you like to say something mean to us?
No, go. I don't have anything.
Oh, come
I really
on.
Can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay, Beth Ann,
yeah.
let me just give
How
you...
How about when you were coming into the studio the other day? LD? LD, that you called us both little...
No, but I mean, that was for that moment.
Oh, okay. So it has to be honest. It has to be honest?
Okay, let's try this.
And I was deeply hurt by that.
Oh, shut up, you.
And he was, and I feel bad, so I apologize for that, Buzz.
I wasn't.
She's apologizing. You know, listen, would you stop apologizing? It's a sign of weakness.
You asked her to apologize.
It's not a sign of weakness.
I didn't, ask her to apologize to Buzz, did I?
No.
No, not to Buzz. She just apologized to Buzz.
Yeah, because...
What's the end of
that? You're going to really drive her crazy if you say, apologize, make her, you make her apologize, then you tell her to stop apologizing.
Well, she should only apologize to her masters.
you know, let's face it, Buzz is not her master. You and I are her co-masters.
Oh, that's right. She called you LD the other day. Right,
yes.
Buzz?
Yes.
Well, I actually, you were coming out of your kind of area.
It was hysterical. It was funny.
I know. I was just saying.
It was funny.
I mentioned that to you today.
But he stopped in his tracks. You kept going.
Oh,
you know,
he doesn't care. He's got a thicker skin than anybody.
You think he really went home that night and
no,
sat in front
I
of the mirror?
So.
Oh, Beth Ann called me little D?
No, there is no thought of me after.
Do you think that we go home at night and that we go, oh, gosh, we hope we didn't hurt Beth Ann's feelings
no,
today?
No, I don't think you do.
Of course not. So
course
come on.
Not.
Come on. Get a thicker skin. You know who you're reminding me of right now?
Who?
Michael Hughes.
And then Joe in the background. Now, Mike, Joe!
Because, you know, that guy's whole deal is that he's got the thinnest skin in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can't stand to say one goddamn thing about him, which makes it all the sweeter to talk about.
It's fun.
So, come on. I mean, that's like the worst put down I could give you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Next time you use this here, you might want to roll by his office and just poke your head and go, turtle head!
Michael Hughes got bigger balls than you do, girl.
Whatever.
I don't think so.
There you go.
Now you've gone too far.
Are you going to cry now?
Yeah. No, I'm done.
I was talking to Mike.
Oh.
You going to take a basketball and just, you know, bounce it up against my chest? Going to cry? Going to cry?
Going to
cry?
Going to cry? Going to cry?
I'm the most emotional one on the show.
Well, maybe not anymore.
I was. I'm not any longer.
Yes. You've got a new winner now.
God, you're ugly.
Those tapes are not funny.
They're not.
They were just all out of context.
I should
slut, skank, whore.
My emotion, however, leans towards physical violence.
Crap head.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
All right, Beth Ann, you okay?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Really? Now, listen, here's what I don't want. Please, not during the commercials. Just tell us on the air if you're really okay or if you're not okay.
Yeah, I would. Unfortunately, I would tell you honestly, yes. Why do you think I cried? You hurt my feelings.
I'll tell you something right now because he said that because you know what?
I'm just like an open wound with you guys.
Don does care.
Why don't you dress that wound?
Don does
I'm
care.
I'm trying.
A good deal more than I do.
But she will never, ever realize that.
No.
I think I know that.
No, you don't. No, you
don't.
Why
do you think I want him to win him over? You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, God.
She will not listen. Rob, isn't this always how it starts?
I'm sorry.
Isn't this always how it starts?
And it never seems to end.
Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Get out a pencil and a paper, please.
Okay, it's right here.
Okay. 3 bars Ivory soap. 1 6-pack men's tube sock.
Okay.
Okay.
1/5 Jack Daniels bourbon whiskey.
And 1 leather belt. Let's buy all those and just keep them in the office.
Amen, Private Pyle.
Okay.
This is my rifle. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy birthday to Jesus. See, today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 0800.
Do you even have any idea what we're talking about now?
No.
What we are doing is referencing your situation and drawing a parallel between Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket.
Uh-huh.
See, there's a scene in the movie when he can... First off, they all beat him with soap and a sock.
Right.
And then at the end, he can't take it no more.
And he probably hangs himself with a belt.
No, he goes into the men's room.
He kills the sergeant, played by Arlie Ermey, who was a great guest on this show.
And then he blows his own brains out. And that's the guy that's on Law & Order Criminal Intent now.
As a matter of fact, you might want to look over at Joe Arger right now and go, hi, Joker.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay, Private Pyle. What was that noise?
What was that? That sounded like a parakeet.
I was exhaling.
Were you exasperated?
You know, I don't know what this emotion is. So.
Okay, Beth Ann.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, there she is, everybody.
Always interesting.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Tell you what, she makes a mean cup of Joe. That's why we keep her around. She's good with the donuts and coffee.
God, keeps you awake.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Radio God?
Yes.
It is all her fault.
Of course, it's all her fault.
It sounds like she was trying to be mommy, and she wanted little Mikey to be able to have his turn as well. Instead of, like, has she not listened to the show before?
You know, I'm not sure whether I want to jump on your bandwagon, pal.
Okay.
I think I'd like to say, I agree, and then just deck you.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Definite PMS.
Pardon me?
Definite PMS.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I think we're going to have to start keeping the chart on Beth Ann.
Yeah.
You know, just so we know.
The mood chart?
Yep. Just like we used to with our wives.
Actually, we could get a calendar out and just check her mood every day.
Because really, I mean,
and really, she'd have to be honest with that. She'd really
face
it. Some days, like everybody else, you can kind of, you know, cover it up.
Women are like dogs, like a big pack of dogs. They really all have the same 3 or 4 days a month. They really all do.
Mm-hmm.
How many times when Frida was alive and through your various, we would come
in. No, it was amazing, wasn't it?
We'd come in, I'd say, God, you're not, she was out of control. Mike would say, are you kidding? It just started in my house as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin never stops in your house, does it?
No.
It's like it's a medical mirror. That's why Carrie never gets pregnant. Right?
Don't you have 4 normal days a month?
How many?
4?
Yeah, on a good month.
Okay.
Maybe.
Meanwhile, during all this, he's back there. Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at him.
God, you're ugly.
Hey.
Look at him back. I told you, this is rotating, Rob.
I've made a note of the date. I'll warn you in 28 days.
Slut, skank, whore.
Stop it. Oh, damn. Hello there. One more call. We got to hit a commercial break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi.
I want to stab my ears with ice picks after listening to her.
Now that's cruel.
Now everyone's going to make her cry.
Go to commercial. Let's start over at 4.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's it.
I'm
really
sorry.
Yeah, thank you for bothering. You were apologizing to Beth Ann. He's gone.
I think he was apologizing to Beth Ann.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure.
That's a little uncalled for.
I believe so.
Have your ears with ice.
There's no need to start over.
Hello?
Yeah, you sound like you're better.
Hey. I almost had to dump
myself. Oh, my lady. Oh,
yes.
My lady.
You're not mean-spirited.
There you go. Not at all.
Not in your nature.
Not at all. That's right. Thank you, Beth Ann.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Goodbye.
That was funny.
I don't give an ass. All right, well, we've got lots of show to get to today.
Yay.
Yeah, we got good ass today. And it's a happy crew that we work with, and everybody loves their jobs here. And anyway, Dr. Phil.
You know what? This is crap.
I agree.
We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Amen. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.